بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إنما أعظكم بواحدة، أن تقوموا لله مثنى وفرادى ثم تتفكروا. Continuing with this verse of the Quran, which we began a discussion yesterday, as I mentioned, this is a very, very important verse of the Quran, if we will make amal and practice upon it. Very rarely we find this type of expression, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, verily I am giving you one advice. In other words, practice upon this. What is this advice that we have been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That establish the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ones, in twos, in groups, and thereafter ponder and reflect. As we mentioned with the example of salah yesterday, that is not just a question of like a ritual or an adat or customary to carry out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and let it end there. But all the time there should be a genuine effort to improve the quality of our ibadat. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you. What is the test? أَيُّكُمْ, Allah Ta'ala does not say أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا, those who do the most actions. But أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, those who will have husn, beautify their actions. In other words, perfect and improve your ibadat all the time. After salah, we look at zakat. What is the benefit of zakat, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran? خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. Allah Ta'ala says, spend of your wealth. In other words, discharge the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of zakat. And two things Quran mentioned, two benefits that will be found in discharging zakat. One is that your wealth will be purified. According to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala will protect that wealth of which the zakat is discharged correctly. And the second great benefit that is found in discharging zakat, Allah Ta'ala says, تُزَكِّيهِمْ, that is tazkiyah nafs, the purification of the nafs will take place. The akhlaq and character of the one who has carried out his zakat will be purified. Nowadays, unfortunately, those of us who, majority that pay zakat, these benefits are not found in our discharging of zakat, because the mizaj and the temperament of this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not there. One very important thing, if you look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you look at the life of our Salaf al-Salihin, they would discharge zakat, spend upon the poor in such a manner that a link and an association would be created between them and the poor. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a direct contact with the poor people. In fact, he encouraged Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. He said, Ya Aisha, ahibbil masakin wa qarribihim, fa inna Allah ta'ala yuqarribuki yawm al-qiyamah. He said, Aisha, love the poor people and keep the poor people close to you. Integrate yourself with them. Why? What will happen? Inna Allah yuqarribuki yawm al-qiyamah. If you will keep the poor close to you, Allah will make you close to him on the day of judgment. If we want the qurb of Allah, the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have to be in contact with the poor. Nowadays, our zakat, how is it? Write one check or contribute to one organization. In many instances, whether the zakat is being carried out or discharged correctly by that organization, we have absolutely no idea. We send our zakat long distances, no problem. No problem with assisting people far away, provided it is being done correctly. But example, a few years ago, our jamaat, once we were in Singapore, we were staying in one masjid. At that masjid, they had a poster outside the masjid, where obviously in the interest of being transparent, an organization that was discharging the zakat of the people of that area, they had the breakdown. I can't remember the exact figures, but the crux of it. We collected in this financial year approximately 600,000 Singapore dollars zakat. Then the breakdown of how that money was spent. And I'm not exaggerating. If you look at the breakdown, administrative charges, staff charges, transport, communication, And the actual money that was distributed out of the 600,000, what reached the poor was about 30 or 40% of what they collected. The other 60% was administrative charges. Now whether this is occurring with our zakat or not, we have absolutely no idea. And what we have to understand is our elders say, like salah, when you make salah, you have to ensure that the ground where you make the salah is pure, is parked. Ensure that you are facing Qibla. Ensure that the wuzu that is made before is made correctly. Otherwise, if any of these things are not fulfilled, then the salah itself will not be discharged. With zakat also, there has to be an investigative process beforehand. Establish, is my zakat going to the correct people? Is it going in the correct direction? This is how this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be discharged. And unfortunately, this mizaj and temperament of distancing ourselves from our zakat, where we write one check and we have absolutely no contact with the poor. These benefits which the Quran is telling us, if we have a link with the poor, what will happen? This will break down pride. It will break down arrogance. It will create sympathy and empathy for the poor. It will develop within us the quality of generosity. When we see the halat and condition of people around us, the plight that the poor are actually going through. We, mashallah, we're living in the height of luxury. Everything is found. So go to those people. See the condition of those people who don't know where their next meal is coming from. Rasulullah ﷺ said, "Unduru ila man huwa asfala minkum, wala tanduru ila man huwa fawqakum, fahuwa ajdaru alla tazdaru ni'matallahi alaykum." He said, look at the condition of those who have less than you. Live with the poor. See their condition. Look at those who have less than you. Don't look at those that have more than you. What will happen? Then you will learn to appreciate the ni'mat and the bounty of Allah upon you. And by integrating ourselves with the poor and creating that connection and link, some section of our zakat, the point I am making, my respected brothers, some section of our zakat personally we should distribute. Personally find out in our localities where the poor people are. Those are going through some plight, going through some difficulty. Create that connection. Go ourselves and give that. What will happen? It will create generosity. It will create empathy. It will create affinity for the poor. And this quality of generosity is something that is very, very stressed in our Sharia. And very, very important. What we must understand, my respected brothers, paying your zakat does not make you a generous person. Paying your zakat does not make you a generous person. If Zuhr Salah is 12 rakats, only 4 rakats is farz. The other 8 rakats is sunnat and nawafil. You don't only read the 4 rakats. You're supposed to read the sunnat and the nawafil also. Generosity starts after the 2.5%. Generosity starts after the 2.5%. The 2.5% is just the starting point. That was farz. That poor person is doing you a favor by allowing you to carry out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this quality of generosity is such a great quality. So many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam there are. One example is mentioned in Ibn Hibban. There was a person from amongst the Bani Israel. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said 60 years exclusive ibadat he made in his soma, in his worship place. Then he came out of his worship place. And when he came out, exposed to the environment of the world, he saw a beautiful woman, he got attracted. And, na'uzubillah, he committed zina. Thereafter, he saw a poor man. He had some bread with him. He spent upon the poor man, he gave it to that hungry person, and he passed away. Allah's Rasulullah says, on the day of judgment, his 60 years of ibadat will be put on one side. The zina which he committed on the other side, the zina will outweigh the 60 years of ibadat. Then the 2 pieces of bread that he spent on the poor man will be put on the scale. And because of the 2 pieces of bread, Allah will give him jannat. So my respected brothers, coming back to this verse of the Quran, Allah says, I am giving you one advice. I am giving you one advice. Practice upon this advice. Establish my command and then ponder and reflect whether it is salah, whether it is zakat, whether it is fasting, whether it is tilawat of Quran. Whatever amal we are doing, there are benefits which Allah has promised on those amal. There are qualities those amal are supposed to bring in our lives. Check, make tafakkur, ponder, reflect. Am I acquiring the benefit? Am I discharging this command of Allah correctly? Allah gives tawfiq, subhanahu wa ta'ala.